With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi there. I'm Lara Marie Shane Halls. Welcome to Lohan Island, a sexy, unique spin-off. And put me in a peaceful state.
We were just singing a clip that we saw on Randall Emmett's
Instagram
featuring
Lauren Kent.
Lauren Kent
singing a beautiful love song to him
in a la the Spice Girls.
I'm really concerned and freaked out for my own safety because every day I realize that we're living in a world where all the people on Vanderpump Rules are way wealthier than I am and
doing
are
a lot,
killing it.
Lala is in a new movie where she's playing someone from the 1940s.
She's in a period piece.
Opposite Al Pacino.
So just like think about that.
Al Pacino, as I just tweeted, Lala Kent is in a new movie with Al Pacino, and someone correctly said, Al Pacino gets to be in a movie with Lala Kent.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're right.
So that's happening.
Kate
currently.
Bosworth is involved?
Kate Bosworth is like directing it. I'm unclear. I've been alerted to the fact that Kate Bosworth has been blowing up Lala's comments. Lala posted a picture of herself with her Teamy blends. Mm-hmm. Shout out Teamy, sponsor of Sup Podcast. And
Teamy, we love you.
Teamy, we love you. I shit my brains out every time I drink it. I love it.
I want to get it.
You can have some. I'll give you some.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll love it. You drink one tea bag before you go to bed every other night.
Can I drink one during the day and then just shit?
I think it like requires like a sleep journey.
A REM.
You need a full REM cycle.
Okay.
Then wake up and then just see how your body feels.
I'm going to be regular as fuck.
Cardio in the morning may or may not be explosive, but that's always a risk that I like to take.
I'm always into explosive regularity.
Yeah. I love nothing more than going to like a Barry's Boot Camp or a sweat garage class, realizing I'm going to shit my pants and then having to run out of the class and take a sweaty shit.
You're like, thank God. I love doing that at the gym is like, yes.
You know when you're just like covered in sweat already, yeah, then you just stop like, oh. And then you're just like, oh, and it feels like an extra workout of just a workout of shame. Yeah.
Just being completely flushed.
Being completely flushed, then having to go back into the class that you left. And the only reason you leave a workout class is either if you're going to shit yourself or throw up. So
it's either one or the other.
I try and play it off as like a throw up.
I puked.
Yeah.
And if not, then like own it.
It's whatever. It's the body. Things happen.
Especially in a yoga or like Pilates or some kind of cardio class. Everyone going in there should be all about that.
Yeah.
That's a journey that you're on.
No shit shame.
No shit shame. Regularity shame is wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
If you shit a lot, you're doing well.
You're doing amazing. If you shit constantly... You're living your best life.
Lala's doing amazing.
Lala is doing fucking amazing.
And Kate Bosworth.
You know who's here for it? It's Kate fucking Bosworth. Lala posts with her teamie, and then Kate goes, God, you are so gorgeous. I love everything you do.
Kate's like, I love you and I love teamie.
Kate loves it.
Kate is amazing because she's had somehow, she stayed in there.
Yeah, she's maintained.
She's always at the Met Ball, which is like a sign that you're at least still in orbit.
Someone cares about you. You can do nothing with your life, but if you go to the Met Ball,
you're doing something.
Yeah, you've won.
She's basically just like, I have two different color eyes, and
I'm thin as a fucking rail,
and
I'm
petite. She's petite.
And I've iconically gone to Coachella a handful of times.
And sat on the shoulders of Alexander Skarsgård, which is a fucking dream of mine.
Hell yeah.
So she's lived a lot of my dreams.
Kate has lived so many people's dreams, including now where she gets to direct the one and only Lauren Kent.
Well, I think her husband is maybe directing. Her husband is a somewhat well-known director.
Is Kate just on set?
She's like...
She posted a photo of her
wearing headphones
as though she's sitting by like Video Village.
She's in the VV, just like she's probably like, God, giving pointers. Gorgeous. Maybe she's a consultant because she lived in the 1940s.
Kate is from the 1940s.
She's got a little
statue
in her.
That someone did cast a spell on.
That came
and
to
then
life.
The statue came to life.
Yeah,
and was like, "I'm Kate.
Hello."
Anyone
I'm
got
Kate.
Some coffee?
Who's got some coffee? And Kristen's like, I've got coffee. Yeah, I've got coffee.
I've got some coffee for you.
Got some
you.
Fucking coffee. Suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
But yeah, so we have now the image of Kate Bosworth in the Video Village.
Palling
like,
around
watching,
with Lala. Watching
Lala's
takes.
Doing like the dailies, reviewing the dailies of Lala and Al Pacino in a courtroom.
And so my question is like, does Kate Bosworth watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah. I think everyone does at this point.
I don't think she does.
Maybe she just thinks Lala
think
is like this up and comer.
I think Lala is like a rising star.
Yeah. Do you think Kate Bosworth watches TV?
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't think she knows what TV is.
I think she just like fills...
She's like, I always was a fan of the movies. And then
The pictures.
And then when TV came into play, she was like, this is going to take our jobs in the pictures. And like, so she's had a firm stance against no TV her whole life.
How am I supposed to turn this thing on? She says. So she goes back to the radio. I'm sticking over here with the sound box.
Yeah, I like the sounds that come out.
Yeah.
News about the war. Did you hear we won the war?
Over
she
there.
Keeps telling people over and over.
Yeah.
She's been really excited about World War II victory.
I'm not going to go over there and watch that thing. She says about the TV. Yeah. That picture machine. Keep that away.
She took a firm stance against butter and sugar in protest of World War II and never stopped.
Rations.
Yeah, rations.
She was...
You never know when we'll go back into war.
Her house is in a state of war.
That's why she's so thin.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But she, I think, spends most of her days just, like, filling up pitchers of water.
Yeah.
And watching, like, condensation collect.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she has, like... a fountain in her backyard and a sundial.
She listens to the fountain. She loves to be surrounded by water.
Yeah.
She drinks water constantly.
Oh my God. She drinks so much water. That's why her skin is so amazing.
Yeah.
She just like
And that's why she's so thin too, is because she just flushes everything out that she eats. Water comes through and goes out.
Yeah.
And so when she hears about someone else that's having like a something through and out situation, like Lala and her teamie,
I love everything
she gets
you do.
Really on board. I love everything you do. You're so beautiful.
Yeah.
She's been commenting on Randall's Instagram.
Well, Randall's producing it.
Oh, I think. There we go.
So he's...
I love that these people
post-Gaudi.
Are like post-Gaudi. The one person I'd love to work with.
Randall.
Randall.
Didn't he like win an Oscar? Or like, wasn't he nominated?
I believe anything that happens now.
Well, he was... He did some movie, right? Where it was... It got like really good reviews. Let me look
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, take
really
it to the IMDb.
Randall Emmett. Okay. He... Hold the phone.
I'm on the literal edge of my seat.
He did. Oh. He did Silence with Martin Scorsese with Andrew Garfield.
Oh, I didn't.
He produced, and that was nominated for some shit, I think.
Yeah.
And then.
Silence really looked like a 2-hour long boner killer, so I just like had to skip.
Yeah, he's directed Set Up with Bruce Willis, Precious Cargo, Marauders. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Amityville, The Awakening.
Love.
Aftermath, Inconceivable, First Kill, Reprisal, Backtrace.
All these movies sound exactly the same.
Gaudi.
He produces the same movie over and over.
And it's always with like legit like A-lister like men over 60.
That are like looking to kill.
Yeah. Like Bruce Willis.
John
Sylvester
Travolta.
Stallone.
He literally just he's like, who is Quentin Tarantino cast in his whole career?
Yeah.
I'm just going to work one by one with them.
Al Pacino's in the new Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So like while he was taking a break filming with
Brad Pitt, Leonardo,
and
he
Margot
said, you know
Robbie.
What I need to do? I'm going to do a movie with Lauren Kent.
I'm going to do a movie with Lala.
Of a little show called Yanderpump Rules.
Yanderpump Rules.
Someone told Al Pacino, like they didn't, Al Pacino is like, I believe to be staunchly anti-reality television.
Yeah.
Like he's a, you know, he's like an actor's actor. Mm-hmm. He just like doesn't believe in the medium and he's all
That's
about
why
craft.
Him and Kate get along because they don't watch TV.
They don't watch TV.
Nah!
So they were like, how are we going to get Pacino on this movie? Like what if he finds out that Lauren is in Vanderpump Rules? Like what's he going to say? He's going to flip the fuck out. And so they told him that she's in like an acclaimed British like PBS series
called Yanderpump Rules,
and then he's like, oh okay,
he's like, is it like Killing Eve? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, all right,
he's
I'm
like
in.
I don't like television. Hoo-ah, but I like
hey
Hoo-ah!
I don't like television,
but like
never have, never will.
Likes television if it's like from the other side of the Atlantic.
He loves skits
and he loves the craft.
Yeah.
So he goes, how's a craft?
Yeah.
And then they go, it's pretty good. It's
all
good.
Right. Sign me up.
All right. I'll do it.
What Hoo-ah! Do you think Lala and Al Pacino were talking about? Like Lala's like.
I hope they're talking about like summer bodies and workouts.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, what's your fit routine?
And
what's your fitness? What's your FR? And she's like, teamy
and squats. What if she gets him on teamy?
Oh my gosh. Lala is getting everyone on this untitled
blends.
Randall Emmett, Michael Polish joint.
Mm-hmm.
On teamy.
A Mike Polish joint. Soon enough, everyone will be so regular on the set.
Yeah.
That's like when this is inevitably up for an Oscar.
And it people, will be.
It will be. Should we talk about Lohan's Crab Shack?
Wait, was there something else that I wanted to talk to you about?
What was it?
I feel like there was some kind of like update.
And Lindsay Lohan. Oh, it's been moved to a new night.
Oh yeah, everyone. If anyone was confused, like I was.
Carrie sent me a thing because he thought Panos was promoting it for the wrong night, and then it's just been bumped to a new night, which is always a bad sign.
I was wrong to even imagine that Panos would be off.
Panos is on his shit.
He's on his shit. And I was about to like be like, lol, he got the wrong day.
Lindsay took a different approach than Panos, and she just like added MTV on her Instagram post, and she goes, "This is my show. I am watching very closely." Like, so she kind of had a threatening vibe in her Instagram post. Look it back. She's like sitting on the hood of a Jeep.
This was what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Her meme that she did of herself that makes no sense.
She did a post of her like squatting in the outfit that she did. This is how you throw a party in Mykonos, bitch. Where she looks like she's on Teamy.
Yeah, she's fully having a Teamy shit. Okay, she deleted her...
what did it say?
I think I might have screenshotted it, because now I'm just in that practice.
Because we just have to assume that anything she posts, she's going to delete it.
I screenshotted Lala with her Teamy. I was like, same bitch. I didn't screenshot it.
What did it say?
It said, "This at MTV, this is my show, and I will be watching." Like, I think it was in response to them moving it to a Monday.
This is my show.
She publicly threatened the network. This is why I love Lindsay, because she sticks no shit and fuck off.
I'm on my shit.
She publicly threatened MTV via Instagram.
Oh, like on, like MTV did a post. Like,
no, she posted a picture of her on the hood of a Jeep, sunning herself, but staring down the camera. And then the caption was, "At MTV, this is my show, and I will always be watching, and I will make it a safe place in Mykonos." And then I was like, whoa, that's some balls. But like, yes, girl. Because like, we all know we'd love to like shout out unfairness. And then I think she came to her senses, aka sobered up, and then took it down.
Can you imagine like the social media manager at MTV who like saw that and was probably like, oh my God, like what do I do? Like he or she just like ran to their superior and was they like, we gotta do something.
The boss of MTV.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And they were like, look what Lindsay did. And like, I'm sure like, so, like, the thought that anyone at MTV, the boss of MTV or whoever is over there would see that and then get like offended is laughable.
This is my show.
Someone did, and they were like, that's unacceptable for fucking Lindsay to talk to us like that. Can you please tell her? And then they like probably called her agent, who like called her publicist, and they were like, Linz, you're going to have to take that down. And she's like, fuck off.
This is my show, and I will be watching.
She goes, this is my show.
What is she talking about?
I don't know.
I just love how she like doesn't get, like she doesn't, she clearly doesn't get that like it's not her show.
It's never been her
show. It's never, like she's just the name, like she doesn't get these, like this
she's
plus
a
like
vehicle for like, it could have been anyone's show. Like Kate Bosworth could have had this show.
Yeah, Kate Bosworth's Beach House and Mykonos.
Yeah, like you could plug in any name of anyone.
And anyone would come.
Yeah.
They'd be and like, it would oh, be the Kate same Bosworth. Thing.
Yeah.
But like, I think I know who she is, but MTV, like Lindsay, this plus when she yelled at Panos for take this random person and erase her from my beach.
From my beach.
She doesn't get how things work, which is just why I love it. Yeah. Why she's so endearing.
She's great.
Cause she's just like, what?
Lindsay's living in a world where she just like reacts to things in such an honest and real way.
She's like an organism that just react. Like she's like
reactive.
She's like a reactive organism that like, like in the movie Annihilation, when it's like, did it try to communicate with you? And she's like, no, it reacted to me. Like, she is the shimmer.
Yeah, she is the shimmer.
Just reacting. Not, there's no like rhyme or reason to anything. It's just her reacting.
You go into the cave and then you're like Annihilation boyfriend avatar blows his brains out. Mm-hmm. And then the shimmer comes out and it's just Lindsay dancing in her play suit on Mykonos. And then she dances around you and you're like, what's happening? This is so trippy. This is fucking crazy. My boyfriend's dead. And then it like goes into like the true blackout zone where the shimmer like becomes you and explodes you. And that is how you throw a party in Mykonos.
Bitch. But yeah, Lindsay just goes through life just reacting immediately and then regretting it.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
But maybe not regretting it.
Someone telling her that
other people are like, that's not okay.
And she's like, okay.
She's like, fuck off.
Fuck off. I'm on my shit.
Fuck off. In Dubai, we say what we mean.
This is how we do it in Dubai. In Dubai City.
In Middle East. That's why I love it.
I love when she geotags Dubai City.
Yeah. It's important to make the distinction.
It is.
Is Dubai City different? It's all just like Dubai.
Yeah, and then that
Dubai is literally just like the skyscrapers in the desert.
And then that picture of her wearing that hooded outfit with chain. It looks like she's wearing chainmail.
She loves a head covering these days, and I love her for it.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Should we talk about this? Speaking of
Situation. Now that we've seen what the beach house looks like in the off season, it now makes me think that the beach house is an insanely unsafe place. Like, it could blow over at a moment's notice.
I mean, every time they do the aerial shots of the beach club, I'm like, why do you do that? Because you're exposing it for what it is.
It's made out of plywood.
But like, if we didn't see it for what it was from the sky, which is literally like a roadside FEMA camp,
yeah,
I would be like, oh, this is like a...
It looks like the crab shack in...
SpongeBob. Oh, in...
In Vanderpump, where Jax and Brittany get engaged.
I thought you were going to say it looks like...
They are on the other side of the highway, and they look over where Jax claims he saw a dolphin, which was a lie, and they look over, and that Lohan beach house is like on the other side.
I thought you were going to say it looks like the Shake Shack in Rocket Power. The cartoon.
I don't even know what that is, but I love it.
If anyone, all my Rocket Power people out there,
Rocket Power heads,
if you're a Rocket Power kid, you'll get this.
Teamy heads. Show yourself.
RP people, show me where you're at.
You're not alone.
But no, I just feel like if they didn't show us what it looked like from this, you know, I would believe that it was like at least kind of chic. But no,
it's always straw. Just like, it's straw. It's so flammable.
Thatch.
With all the wind, it literally is located in a wind tunnel. And if someone struck a match, the whole thing would light a flame.
One of Lindsay's cigarettes getting loose could like...
Destroy everything
that they've built.
Yeah.
But so this week...
They finally were able to nail the previously on Lindsay Lohan beach house.
Usually,
we're in week five. This is week five, right?
This is
the fifth episode, and finally they've gotten.
If you've missed it, every episode they usually say previously on Vanderpump Rules. Previously on, you would think they would say Lohan Beach Club. Instead, they go previously on. I'm Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Like it starts off with her repeated narrative, like voiceover narration. But
I feel like someone from the show listens to this podcast and heard the note, and then they took the note.
It's like previously on Lohan Beach Club. It's like the robotic voice.
It. Yeah. It's that same harried assistant at MTV that saw Lindsay's post.
Previously on Lohan Beach Club.
Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
So it starts off reeling from, you know,
Janita
and Gabby's slap hurt across the Aegean.
Yeah.
And Lindsay, again, it shows Panos escorting her from the hills in her insane outfit, which I like.
What's the feedback been?
The feedback has been, I've gotten mostly... We did a poll you tweeted last week that you were to send me prayers.
Yeah.
And because of my immediate reaction to that outfit, which was,
it's cute. I love it.
I've gotten mostly trolls and drags, but I got a few like secret, like, I'm with you.
Yeah.
So, but mostly people were concerned, and I appreciate your concern for me. So thank you.
That's nice. I like that there have been few people that have quietly shown themselves to be allies.
I got at least two people in my mentions saying it's time to 5150. So
the 5150 power is real.
It's real.
We were now reminded of this outfit and got full body shots, the sit down element where the skirt, which is too short to be a skirt.
It's a slit. It's a slit dress
with a belted mini skirt.
Just
over
take
it.
The belt off. Like that would be cute.
Take the skirt off.
No, take the skirt off. Take the
skirt off, and then you're just in like a chic, beautiful island dress.
But no.
She needed a mini skirt.
So she comes down and she sits down with Janita and Panos. Janita's now wearing a shirt that says like realizing stuff as a nod to Kylie Jenner, like kill myself.
I mean, but previously to this scene, she was wearing a shirt that said sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
So Janita's like, I always am sad when people are trying to like tell you things with their clothes.
Yeah, like a statement shirt.
Yeah, like I like a statement shirt sometimes, but not in the context of like you're on a reality show. Like, a statement shirt to support your reality show narrative is never the look for me.
And it sounds like a brand trying to be young.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like one of those brands on Twitter, like, you know, trying to be like, say lit.
Yeah. Janita's kind of the Doty of this show.
She totally, especially after this episode.
That's so Doty.
So Janita and Lindsay's kind of like, Gabby comes in. So the four of them are sitting down. They're not sure if Lindsay and Panos are going to fire them. And Lindsay basically is just kind of recapping it with me. And Gabby says something like, she popped off at me. And Lindsay goes, well, you popped off first and then she popped off.
You popped off and then she popped off.
So Lindsay's like,
you Gabby, shut the fuck yourself up.
You're so, everyone is just continuing to be so annoyed by Gabby.
I mean, she's annoying.
She's fucking annoying, she's, but she didn't deserve to get slapped. But she did provoke.
She poked Janita. The bear.
She poked the bear.
Janita and said, you touch me again, I'll fucking hit you. And then Gabby touched her and she hit her. So it's like, things happen.
But she tries to pull a fast one over Lindsay, who, if anyone's going to know about that shit, Lindsay will. Lindsay. And Lindsay says, no, you
poked the bear. Yeah. Janita calls Panos Parnos.
Parnos. So the whole episode we're going to call Panos Parnos.
Janita goes, it's like this Parnos.
Yeah.
And then just continues to refer to Panos as Parnos.
And no one says anything.
No one says a word. Panos looks like really fresh and sporty.
Panos looks cute.
He's cute. I'm attracted to him. Maybe.
Yeah.
He has luscious lips. You're giving me the Lindsay keeping my eye on you face.
You're giving me the look that you gave me last week when I said I liked her outfit. No, Panos is cute.
Panos,
I think you're into his. He's sexy because he knows who he is.
He knows who he is, and he's really assertive.
He's really assertive. He's a dom top,
and he's not taking any bullshit from anyone,
including Lindsay. So he
looks like also he took a sauna.
Yeah,
and he steamed. He's glowing. He steamed
after he talked to everyone. He was really upset, and he went to his private steam in his villa, and he just like, you know, jerked off
furiously,
and then exfoliated the fuck out of himself, and then went and was like, time to get Lindsay.
Yeah, he was like, go back to film, I get Lindsay now.
And then he did the whole negotiating with her on the runway, so anyway,
it stressed him out again, but his pores were tight.
He's got skin, zero pores. Lindsay basically says to them, you know, this is not looking good for us as a team. You guys are, you're being violent with each other. And she goes, this how, and Janita tries to explain to Lindsay that it was about the guy that she went to go meet with at the club. And Lindsay goes, no. She goes, that is not what this house is for. She goes, this house is for Lindsay branding. It's for Lohan branding. There's no time for men.
No time for men. She goes, I can't have them fighting on the beach. I've already been through that.
And she says a great thing. She goes, why are two women hitting each other over a man? That cannot happen.
No. And
which I was like, yeah.
Was amazing. Yeah. And then there was a close-up of Lindsay and Panos together, and Lindsay was wearing that sparkly outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah, they were in a confessional together for the first time.
My president and vice president.
Yeah, you were like,
Lindsay and Panos 2020.
Yeah.
If everyone's going to run for president, why not Linz?
And Pan. Down for both.
He could be VP.
Yeah, I'll vote for them.
Are there any rules against being VP if you're Greek?
No.
Let's do it.
I mean, fucking Mike Pence is vice president.
I'd vote for Panos.
Yeah, I'd vote for Panos.
I'd vote for Lindsay and Panos over our current administration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
No women hitting women over men, 2020.
That's their campaign.
That's their whole campaign.
She goes, this house is for Lohan branding.
This house is not for that.
Every presidential ad that she has on TV is just her going, hello, this house is for Lohan Beach Club branding.
White House.
And then it says paid for by Panos.
And all her VIP ambassadors could be like, they could be cabinet members.
Yeah.
Janita.
She'd be defense secretary. Defense,
yeah. I think Janita could take down ISIS.
Janita would just be like, every time they, what should we do? She would say, war.
War.
Kill him.
Fucking kill him.
Fucking kill him.
Lindsay's like, what do we do?
What do we do? Peace.
Also, Lindsay could probably broker peace in the Middle East. She seems to be killing it over there. Think about it.
Okay. She did try to kidnap a Syrian family. So.
Well, we only know one side of the story.
the wrong side. The side that's in the wrong. So
Lindsay threatens to fire literally everyone.
Well, also, one, she had... Also, the comment about women shouldn't fight each other over men was good. And then when she says, if anyone... She says, if anyone knows what it's like to make mistakes, it's me.
Yeah.
Which I was like, whoa.
Self-awareness. Self-awareness 2020.
I have done many things that I regret. And if anyone is going to know what it's like to make things that they regret about, it is me.
It is me.
And then you see Janita crying.
Janita starts crying, and then she says that Lindsay, the number one thing she loves about Lindsay is that Lindsay spreads peace.
Yeah, Janita goes, all I want to do is spread
up to her.
I
want to
spread love and peace. And she goes, that's why I look up to you, Lindsay. And I was like,
okay, Janita, like, good soundbite. Like, bye. I see exactly what you're doing here.
Get out of here. You're feeding into Lindsay's, like,
Her god complex. Her goddess complex. But also, Janita is smart, but also manipulative.
For sure. They're all manipulative.
But Janita is crazed.
Yeah. But I love it. I love it. I went from being totally...
Anti,
and now I'm like...
I don't like the violence.
No.
But I do like Janita.
The manipulation.
And the manipulation.
So they come into the house, like you said, and Mike is shirtless, and he's just fucking horny.
Mike is radiating horniness. Calm. Yeah. Like,
Mike is just like, ugh! He looks like he's like a starfish. He can barely move because he's just so backed up with jizz.
He is. There's no safe place for Mike to masturbate.
Yeah.
Because if he masturbated, he needs to be in, like, he needs a big enough, like, receptacle for all the jizz that would come out. Yeah. That the house is no longer safe. The beach club is no longer safe. Like, the ocean is not a safe space.
Mm-mm.
Like, he...
You don't know what's in the ocean.
You don't know what's in the ocean. And also, he could get arrested for dumping that much jizz into the open sea.
Yeah, the agency is not... It's not big enough to handle the amount of jizz that is
coursing. If Mike jizzed in the sea, it would cause a literal tsunami.
Yeah.
Like,
if the water would recede at Lohan Beach Club, and
it would start with, like, a low wave underneath, and mm-hmm. then, like, everyone in Indonesia would suffer. No, it would actually cause, because I'm, like, now trying to picture where we are, like, geographically.
It would cause, like, Sicily.
Yeah, Sicily the people would be of taken Sicily out with Mike's Malta. Jizz wave. Malta would just be destroyed.
The water would recede on the beach club, and you would see, like, the DJ, like, like, cradling her box of doubloons, and she'd be like,
she'd skitter off into the distance
to the tide pool. But so Mike is horny, everyone is, like, all nervous, they gather them around, and, like you said, Lindsay threatens basically to fire fucking everyone.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know if these can go on, and then, like, a producer is like, it has to go on, so you can't fire everyone. Yeah,
they're contracted.
Yeah, like, Lindsay, you can't just, like, say that, because the show actually, like, we have two more people coming in, so just, like,
yeah, just chill the fuck out. Yeah.
So then Lindsay is like, tells a story about how one day, okay, also, this is the best she's looked yet on the show.
This episode,
that
is
pink dress,
her makeup, that dress, she's looking great.
She took whatever meds she needed to take, and, like, is actually talking like a normal person.
She's lucid.
It's like the Lindsay we all know and love.
She vaguely looked like post, like, 2008 Lindsay.
Yeah.
Like, still, like, kind of, but, like, she looked better than she has in a while.
Yeah, I was like, it's you.
I was like, oh my god, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it, and I was
Hook,
like,
when he, like, touches his face, and he goes, there you are, Peter.
That was us
with the TV with Lindsay.
2007 Lindsay.
There you are, Lindsay. And she says that one day, she was 30 minutes late to set.
Lie.
One day. And that another actress was so mad and stomped on set and yelled at her. But she won't say who it was, but it was Jane Fonda.
It was totally Jane Fonda on the set of Georgia Rule, because I think she openly said, I schooled her one day.
Yeah, she was like, I screamed at Lindsay one day.
And by 30 minutes, And by 30 minutes, she means 30 hours.
Yeah. Like, she missed an entire day of work and then slept through half of the next day, and then, like, dragged herself to set after, like, the producer of the head of the studio had to write that letter.
They probably, like, came to her apartment.
They begged her to come out.
Yeah.
And she said no. And there was a standoff for 30 hours.
With her entourage?
Yeah.
Who were like, she's still inside, like,
she's
getting
tired.
Ready. She's really tired.
She's tired, you guys. God, she's coming. what the fuck?
It took her 30 hours to get out of bed.
Meanwhile, like, everyone in her entourage was, like, coming and going from, like, her room at the Chateau Marmont, like, eating lunch or, like, running out to, like, go shopping and stuff. And they were like, ugh, you guys are still here? What the fuck? This is so creepy and weird.
Yeah, so rude.
So rude.
Meanwhile, Jane Fonda's on set, like, smoking a cig, like, just... doing
fuming.
looking so good, doing a workout,
doing her Kegels, keeping everything like just tight and
writing
hot.
Letters,
writing so many letters to so many politicians. And
she's
thinking,
like, I don't have time for this. Yeah. I don't have time for this.
Felicity Jane's Huffman. Never had a moment of time.
Felicity Huffman was like, I know, Jane. I don't have time for this. She wants to be rude. She's like, I have two Oscars.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't she have two Oscars?
Yeah. She has so many things. Yeah.
She's won two Oscars.
Oh, I love that.
Best actress twice.
For what?
Coming Home. Clute.
Everyone needs to see Coming Home. It has one of the hottest sex scenes ever.
Really?
Yeah. It's all about like a Vietnam vet who comes home and he is in a wheelchair, but they fuck anyways.
It's like Born on the 4th of July.
It is. I'm actually going to watch that. Maybe tonight.
Great. Anyway, Jane Fonda, two-time Oscar winner, Jane Fonda was not having it.
No, and I love that Lindsay kept being like, I mean, that's what happens, I guess, when you're 30 minutes late. And it taught me that I won't be 30 minutes late again.
That one time I was 30 minutes late, only one time.
She almost gets to an honest place, but can't quite do it. But God love her for trying.
Everything she has will be laced with a non-truth.
Yeah.
Which is like the best.
Which is the best. I think that's why she should be president.
But it's going to be, yeah. It's going to be the best we're going to get with her. But so anyway, she ends it with randomly name dropping Oprah.
Lindsay tells the whole cast of her show, Lohan Beach Club, that Oprah was the first person she texted about Janita slapping Gabby.
She goes, yeah, she was actually the first person I talked to. And they're all like, wow.
Oh my God, what did she say? And then Lindsay goes, just smirks and she goes, Oprah is the coolest person, really. And just smirks. And then Panos, who refuses to engage with any of this bullshit, chokes on his wine and he goes, this wine is shit.
Yeah, Panos is like rolling his eyes. He's like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Lindsay, they all go.
Can you imagine you're Oprah and you get a text from Lindsay Lohan and she goes, someone just slapped someone in Mykonos. What do you say to that? She goes, Janita slapped Gabby.
Yeah.
Like, she probably just did. Janita slapped Gabby. Like, sent her that at, like, in Lindsay's time, it's like 11 p.m. It's like 8 a.m. on a Sunday.
In Montecito.
Like, Oprah's literally just trying, like, she's getting ready to, like, film a Super Soul Sunday. She's
picking
doing
tomatoes.
A little, like, tomato picking, doing, like, a harvest haul. And then she gets a text that says, Janita slapped Gabby from, like, a foreign cell phone number. Like, I feel like someone from Oprah's team probably got fired over that. Yeah, like, Oprah's like, you know that my security needs to be tight. Yeah. And then she, like, fired someone. And then they figured out that it was actually Lindsay texting. Oprah rehired that person and made amends.
Gail goes, told you.
She told you
in 2013 that you should have gotten rid of that number.
Gail just blocked the number. Face.
Yeah, Gail. Gail has her glasses on. She looks up from her, like,
she's reading.
Morning coffee with her strawberries, you know, in her bathrobe. And she just goes, told her.
Because Gail and Oprah have fought a lot. Like, they don't fight about anything except Lindsay.
Gail was like, that, you cannot have her.
You can't have her in your life. I told you not to do it. And then they've been through this. They actually probably had to go to one therapy session where Oprah was like, it really bothers me when you say that about Lindsay. Like, it's the only conflict we have. And Gail's like, I feel like you just weren't hearing me.
Yeah.
And it's the one conflict that you have in your life. You have no other conflicts but that. And then they kind of, it got tense, but then they decided.
They came together.
They came together and Gail said, I won't say that anymore. But she will make the face.
But she goes, yeah. The therapist okayed that.
Yeah.
The counselor said, was like,
I can't control everything you do. And Gail says, sometimes I just make the face. Don't take the face personally.
Yeah. And then Oprah goes, you're doing it again. You're doing the face again.
Yeah.
Gail. But yeah, so Lindsay goes, Oprah is just the coolest person. And they're all like,
smiles. And there's like a long beat of just silence.
Where you know that everyone in the cast was like, you did not text Oprah.
Or they're just like, they're probably really jealous.
Or they're like embarrassed. They're like, wow, Janita.
If I was Janita and Janita someone and
Gabby
told,
are like, oh, wow, now Oprah knows that we slapped each other.
Like, if I farted and then someone, you said, I texted Oprah about you farting today, I would go upstairs and kill myself.
Lara farted.
Oprah, Lara farted today. Lara farted again.
Lara has farted.
Lara has farted. She thinks she got away with it, but she did not.
Did you hear about Lara? Oprah, did you hear about Lara? She farted. Who?
Gail goes, I told
She literally texted Oprah, Janita slapped Gabby. Just
apropos of nothing.
That's like those people.
Because you know Lindsay texts people, like she's one of those people that would text someone just first names as though you know who she's talking about.
I have people like that in my life.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
I think that people sometimes think that if you follow them on social media, you're like,
I don't like that,
clued into every element of their life, so then they can reference that as though you're up to date. It doesn't work.
Get
like
out of
that.
Here with that. That's fuck fucked off. Up. Fuck you.
Off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. That's not how the world works. If you're going to text me about someone that I don't know, you need to like give
prompt.
One sentence of backstory.
Yeah. Like, I don't expect anyone to know shit about me.
No, I would never. I would never jump to the conclusion and be like, text someone and be like,
you know, Teddy, my nephew.
Oh my God, Monica gave me the worst look today.
Well, everyone should know about my nephew because he's amazing.
But, yeah, like, Teddy is cute.
But you're like, you know, Bill. Yeah, Bill.
Bill said the rudest thing.
Bill said the rudest thing.
You didn't believe what Bill did the other week. It was insane. You're like, who is fucking Bill? And
I
then you
love
look
that.
Back through their social media and it's like someone that wasn't even called out but maybe tagged in a photo. And like you're now supposed to know who the fuck Bill is.
That is, I will say that's very prominent in LA.
It's so prominent.
People are just like, they'll just be like, yeah, so like so and so, like Bill broke up with Lev.
They're like,
and you're like, Lev came up to me and like was like, I saw Bill. And I'm like,
who are these people?
First of all, do you even know my name?
Yeah. They're like, hey, E-Curry-O, right?
Yeah.
Bill and Lev broke up. It's really hard for both of them.
I mean, granted, I do know things about people. So
yeah,
like,
but like, let's all just like pretend. Let's not just jump to conclusions. Let's just be civilized to each other.
It's either really obnoxious or like just really honest.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You know,
like, don't pretend that you don't know about like that I ran that so and so that I ran into was what I was with.
But like,
and I'm like, yeah, I know, but like, don't. I'm offended that you're just assume that I know.
I know. Let's just like
let's pretend.
Like, have some basic civility.
Let's
like,
pretend that Mystique still exists.
I want to believe. I want us all to just act like we're still in like 2014 or 13.
Yeah, not that we're like eating each other's like social media assholes, which we all are in private. But
we
like,
all are. But like, you don't know how well I pay attention. There are some things I do really know, and some things I don't.
Like, yes, I know about your cousin.
Yeah,
I know about your cousin's like
I know every
collapsed marriage, but like, and I've been on your aunt's page, but and don't. I know a lot, and I know that your aunt was in like Wyoming last week skiing. But like, don't act like I know.
But don't say like, oh my God, Marianne's trip to Wyoming was so fun.
And I'm like, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. But fuck you.
But also, fuck off.
Is that them trolling you, being like, I know that you know?
I don't know, but like, I've had people like reference their stories to me and they'll be like, oh, can you believe yeah,
can you believe
they're like, can you believe like Johnny? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, my stories. And they're like, I don't have,
yeah,
I literally have a life. Like, it's so much responsibilities that I have to take care of day to day. I don't have, like, I don't carve out time to watch your stories every day.
But
like,
Bill,
I love you, but like, I don't.
But what about Bill?
So don't act like I do that.
But you know about Bill.
But like, you
my
know.
Story.
Like, you should look.
Bill's story. You saw it, right? I'm like, no.
I'm like, please stop referencing that.
Yeah.
That is your life in another universe that I may or may not participate in. But if you really need to tell me something, like, text me the video of your story or some shit.
I also love when people send you private accounts.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's private.
I always try and screenshot if it's private, or then I just give up. I'm like, whatever, it's private. Who has the time?
Gabby, or Janita slapped Gabby.
Janita slapped Gabby.
Oprah is like, What?
Gail.
Hmm? That was a good... That was a little... What'd I tell you? What'd I tell you? I know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just love imagining their, like, mornings together.
I love their mornings together. They're real friends.
They're real friends.
What if they're actually invested in Janita and Gabby drama?
Who knows? Maybe Oprah
comes in from harvesting plants in her garden and she says, Gail, you would not believe what I...
Yeah, we're assuming...
I just got...
We're assuming a lot. We're assuming that Oprah is, like, totally, like... Maybe Oprah's, like, totally invested.
Probably. You know what? If any of us had the opportunity where Lindsay was texting us just, like, frantic updates about her life, we'd probably be 100% in.
I would drop everything.
Like, Oprah did the right thing because now she has all access pass to constant Lindsay updates all the time. All it costs to get constant Lindsay updates is $2 million in one season of a reality show. And for her to put every single person that worked on that show through hell, plus just like sink $2 million into like a completely... The return on the investment wasn't monetary.
And almost make like 12 people reconsider their careers.
Yeah. Like her assistant Matt is on suicide watch.
That editor from
Indonesia, she's almost fired. She'll never work again.
Yeah, she like... quit and like moved to like London.
She moved to like Siberia.
Yeah,
where she was exiled to like writing about fashion in Siberia. Like, they'll put her on a one-way flight and they were like, have so much fun on this story, bye Janelle, have so much fun, write about coats. And then she went to go try and check in for her return flight and all her information had been wiped. She's been in Siberia ever since.
Writing about coats. And she's writing a memoir.
Her ass off. Writing a memoir. But anytime she tries to like sell it or email people, like her identity has been like stolen and like wiped off the face of the
planet.
Like
once in a while she gets an email from Lindsay.
Yeah.
How is it?
It is warm in Mykonos. Janita slapped Gabby. It's crazy.
She sent Oprah, Janita slapped Gabby, and the Elle Indonesia editor, Gabby was slapped.
She
wrote, Gabby got slapped.
Lindsay drafted a group text of like 20 people that don't know each other at all, and then said, Janita slapped Gabby last night.
Yeah. She's like...
So now Oprah is not only getting texts from an unknown European phone number, she's also on a group chain. That has like probably spiraled out of control.
She's like, it's like when I one time got a group text. I got a group text from my drug dealer in New York to like 30 people.
What did he say?
Like, it was like, he was just kind of like,
who wants Molly this weekend?
Yeah, it was like some kind of like, I think it was around like the holidays and he was like, good deals and stuff. And like everyone was like, can you take me off? And everyone just was texting, what the fuck is like all these like random numbers. What the fuck, man? Like, take me off this now. Like, blah, 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 like all this shit. And
that's amazing.
And we were all like laughing about it together. We were like, this is so fucking stupid. And everyone was just leaving the conversation.
Everyone starts talking about how May is like worthless and she won't do any sort of cleaning or cooking in the house.
So the next morning they have like a group breakfast. Gabby and Gina hug. Like they actually seem like they got
to a good place. Yeah. I mean, I think just insanely glad that they're both still working there.
Yeah, and on TV.
Yeah.
So the next morning someone makes a fabulous scramble that looks like delish.
Yeah.
And they're all like having a nice like team breakfast before our big shift. And Mike starts reaming May out.
Yeah, he's like, it's time for you to like do a dish in this house. And then everyone kind of jumps on and they're like, May, you need to do the dishes. Like, and then she's like, no.
She's like, I've done two.
And then this fight like comes around later on, which is why it's important to note right now.
Well, May she's like, I've been through a lot in my life. Like, I've been bullied.
We get May's backstory, which is like she was born in Morocco, then came to America, then everyone bullied her. Pulled out of school.
And she was like, they had to live in a homeless shelter at one point. So, like, she has like, she's had like legit, like,
she's had a lot of life experiences.
But she thinks.
But guess what? You're in a house of literally 12 other people that have also had a hard life. And you don't see them skimping on their dish responsibilities.
Well, she says all that, which is like, that's valid and that's hard, but she says it to excuse having to remove egg scramble from plates. Like, yeah. She's like, I do not have to do dishes because I had a hard life.
Yeah.
Which is like,
later on in the episode, she's like, I was literally lived in a homeless shelter. Like, I'm not doing dishes. And it's like, those two things have nothing to do,
with each other. But Mike just, he's not going to let it go.
No.
So they get to,
day 11.
Where has the time gone? Brent and Sarah are in a full relationship.
Brent and Sarah are together now.
There's this.
Panos is wearing his vest again, which leads me to believe that they just filmed this. This is like all the same day.
Right.
And they're trying to tell us that it's a different day because like that vest is such a statement vest that you would not wear that to film 2 days in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
he just loves it so much. And Parnos feels like himself when he puts the vest on.
It's silly. It's fun. He loves to be silly.
But that vest is like really wild. Like it's a departure for him style wise. Because I feel like he's more of like a sporty, like he loves like a sportswear, like athleisure. Parnos is full of surprises.
He is. So.
Terrence.
Parnos and Lindsay make Janita and Gabby pair up for the day. And their assignment is a doozy.
To take care of Terrence and Jasmine.
Terrence J and Jasmine S, who are apparently famous.
Yeah. I guess they're like British famous because...
No, they're American.
I feel like maybe I've seen Jasmine's Instagram once because she's so beautiful. Like,
she's stunning. Terrence J is an E! News host. Like, like one of those like celebrity news shows.
So he's like a Ryan Seacrest type.
Hardly, but and he was also on Courtney and Chloe Take Miami, and he was on The Game, and he's been on a bunch of shit, but he's
just like around,
he's known.
God, what is it like to have a career like that?
I don't know.
I'm like, what's it like to have a career?
What's it like to have a job?
What is it like?
So Lindsay wants to impress them. They've been traveling across Europe, apparently, so this is like one of their final stops.
And they're like good friends with Lindsay, and Terrence just talks about how much he wants to support her and how cool he thinks it is that she has a club in Mykonos.
One thing on the technical side of this episode that I kept obsessing over was the mic situation was weird, and it sounded like when Terrence was talking, I don't know if they were mic'd or something was wrong with the wiring that day, but everyone sounded like they were talking like they were
underwater
in scuba gear. Like on scuba mics.
But this problem persisted then throughout the episode with different people because it was happening to Lindsay at one point. It was happening to the VIP ambassadors at one point.
It was the DJ. She cursed.
The DJ, like sometimes, you know, she has like electrical currents like running through her because she's from another planet.
She's a conduit.
So sometimes you'll notice that the sound gets fucked up on the show. And that's when the DJ is like channeling.
She goes.
That's when she sees a baby nearby and she starts.
She starts vibrating.
Yeah. And then the sound and all of them goes out. And they're like, oh my God. The sound people are like, get the boom out.
Yeah, get the boom out. God damn it. Where the fuck is the boom? Damn it. We have two booms. They both went out. Look at a third boom.
God, Terrence and Jasmine are here.
Terrence J is here. Lindsay goes, Terrence J is here.
Terrence J, where's the sound?
Terrence J is here!
Is there Video Village on this show? Do you think Lindsay stands behind the cameras and watches what's happening on like the monitors?
Yeah.
She stands...
I like to see the dailies. It reminds me of when I was on set.
I love set.
I love Video Village.
Being on set is like a drug. It's like the only drug that feeds me.
Video Village is like my home.
Lindsay just stands right next to the shoulder of whoever has a camera so she can look in the monitor and then just breathes her heavy breath,
sick breath.
On the back of their neck.
Lindsay's goal in life is to be the darling of Video Village.
Mm-hmm.
I will be everything you want me to be in Video Village.
Everyone in Video Village, they love me.
They love me. They know me. I crack jokes. I bring snacks from class services. They all love me there. if everything goes to shit, at least you're well liked in Video Village.
Yeah, at least the people in Video Village want to know what you have going on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
So Terrence and Jay and Jasmine are talking to Janita most of the time, and Janita's like explaining like
what happened with Gabby.
Yeah,
like, Gabby's like standing there
again out of context. She's like, yeah, me and Gabby fought, and they're like, who the fuck?
They're like, so what's going on? You getting in trouble? And she's like, actually, yeah, I like assaulted someone. So, and they're like, oh
yeah, they're both like,
Jasmine goes, it's okay, girl.
Yeah,
we've all been there.
Jasmine and Terrence are kind of like, you know, take it easy, like you're on a show, you're on a reality show.
Then you can tell that like Lindsay told them to give them like weird things to do, but these people
kept,
are like,
we kept saying that we imagine Lindsay behind in the what are these called,
underneath the cabana, because it's kind of on stilts, you know.
Lindsay has a stethoscope underneath and she's listening.
When before she figured out that she could just stand behind someone filming and watch the monitor, she was like, but how do I hear what is happening? And then she crawled on her stomach, like army crawled, with a stethoscope
and listened.
She grabbed she stole the onset doctor's stethoscope, army crawled under, burrowed under a cabana, and put the stethoscope up to the floor and was like, hey, I've hacked it, and now I hear everything they say.
Yes, yes.
And
so she's like, Jasmine, Terrence J and Jasmine are giving Janita like good life advice. They're like, don't make yourself look like a fool. Like, yeah, just don't give in to like basically the unreality of this reality show.
Keep your cool.
Keep your dignity.
And then they like, because they're not psychotic people, so they're not going to be like, make us fly or do trust falls. But they're like, Terrence
wash
is like,
my feet.
You know what Jasmine loves? She loves seashells. So like, if you see any seashells, like, bring them on over. So Janita takes to the sea and like starts digging in the sand for like 3 seashells.
Yeah, there's like a shot of her like bending over like what, like a flamingo or something. Just like bending
she's like
over.
Digging like half-heartedly.
Yeah.
She ends up finding 3 and brings them back. And one is like an oyster, like a closed oyster.
She dove to the bottom.
Yeah.
She's like one of those women that die for oysters. But she like...
She's like one of those birds that like goes out and then goes.
But for the amount of time she was gone, I thought she was gonna bring out like a bushel of.
I feel like Mykonos is the kind of place where there are no shells.
But she brings back 3. She was gone for like a legit hour.
She brought back like a rock then a shell that she got in the gift shop that cost like $25. She had to pay her whole daily stipend for a shell because she knew she was in the doghouse.
And at that point, Terrence and Jasmine are drunk, so they like forgot that they even gave her that task. And they're like, oh, thanks.
She hands it to them and their faces are like, what?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, cool.
You see, they cut to Lindsay going,
yes, yes, keep them on their toes. If they want shell, you get shell.
You get shell.
And then Terrence is like, you know what? Lindsay comes over to talk to them and like see how everything's going. And then Terrence is like, you know what's crazy is Jazz loves banana pudding. And guess what they made her? Banana pudding.
And Lindsay goes, yes. So then Lindsay's happy with Janita and Gabby. She's like, they are doing what they're supposed to do. And God love them.
She kind of like is crouched over in a corner at one point, like laughing maniacally.
Yeah.
And her bangs are coming loose. And she just looks like a full-blown psychotic person.
Yeah.
With those big rhinestone glasses that she wears.
Mm-hmm. But Panos is not impressed still.
Panos is like over
it. He's like, they might have done well with Terrence J and Jasmine, but like, I'm not impressed. And he starts reading everyone, right? Does this come later?
This comes later.
Oh, never mind.
Panos gives his like weekly list of who he hates.
Yeah,
which
is
I love
so
whenever
delightful.
It goes through like who Panos hates and why.
We'll get to that though. So they're driving home. They're back in the van where things seem to happen in the van. Shit
goes
down.
So much goes down in the van.
Mike and May are sitting together in the way back of the van, and Mike is just going at May again about the fucking dishes.
Yeah.
And
Mike loves people to pitch in.
Yeah.
He wants everyone to be a team player. He hasn't jizzed in 11 days.
He's backed up.
He's so backed up. And the only thing he can do, like if you interrupt him while he's talking, he'll flip the fuck out.
But I get it. Like I've been in that situation where someone refuses to see the reason. Like in this instance, he's completely reasonable, but he's letting May's whatever's going on with her get the best of him, and he's coming off like kind of aggro. But I've been there before where like someone should just do something and they won't.
Yeah.
And you were making it your mission for them almost out of love for them.
It's a power struggle, but it's also like
I want you to be a human.
Yeah. And if you did this,
everyone
people
would like
wouldn't
you.
Hate you anymore.
That's what he's basically telling her. He's like, take this from someone that gets along with everyone and just is social and knows how to be not awkward like you.
Yeah.
I will give you the hint. The secret to succeeding in this trip is if you wipe the egg scramble from the plates more often.
If you take the plates out of the sink, rinse them off, put them in the dishwasher, put the soap pot in, turn it to on, literally like 5 people will like you.
Literally everyone will stop what they're doing and just turn to each other and go, I like May.
Yeah, and then go back to like hating each other.
It'll be like the Matrix, like when Trinity downloads the helicopter thing. It's like everyone just downloads that they don't hate May anymore.
Yeah, like all you have to do, but May is the worst.
Can't. And May's like wearing her sunglasses. She's kind of drunk, I think.
She's wasted, I think.
And she's like, whatever.
She's wearing tiny, teeny, tiny sunglasses.
Mike says, I am not the one.
Yeah, Mike gets really queenie in this moment.
Yeah, and you see Jules, like, in the, Jules is in the front
Jules
seat.
Jules is laughing.
Laughing her ass off because she just loves Mike. Yeah. And she just thinks,
I love them.
I know, I love them together.
They're friends.
They're just friends, I think. But yeah. she totally is just, like, LOLing. Because they all agree. They're all, like, May, you suck.
Yeah.
And May just won't hear it. And she's wearing these weird Star Trek kind of glasses.
She's wearing, like, the Bella Hadid, like, teeny tiny glasses.
And she's like...
She's drunk, so she feels like she can be sassy and sexy.
But she's not. She's neither, and she's not witty.
No.
So she just sounds like a dumb person.
So she's like, just, like, crying and arguing.
She leaves the car.
She leaves the car, and someone goes, Jules, May's crying again.
Jules goes, May's crying again.
Then someone goes, there's literally a river leading
Brent.
Up. Because it's like, May cries so much. I love shitting on someone for crying.
I know.
It's and such, like, bottom feeding.
I know.
Like, troll, but it's never not funny.
But she's crying, and it's like, you're so frustrated with her, because you're like, just... If you just did this,
it's not like she's taking it. She's like, I'm not, I've been through so much and I refuse to change who I am. And it's like, okay, that has nothing to do with the
nothing.
It has nothing to do with the
It has nothing to do with the thing.
Fuck off.
It's like, no, it's just the difference between you being a slob and a brat.
And also it's like, it's like the easiest way to make people hate you in a group, like, travel environment is to not pitch in once and clean up.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the unspoken rule of, like, group dinners in, like, an Airbnb or in your house. Is like, if you cook, you don't have to do the dishes, but if you don't cook, you do the dishes.
Yeah.
Like, that's the trade-off. Everyone knows that.
And you offer to buy things. You offer to buy, like, food, snacks, water. You offer to, like, May has probably never been invited on a group trip.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have
She has no friends because she won't wash a fucking dish.
Yeah. No one wants to be friends with egg scramp, not dish girl.
The reason that you've never been anywhere in the entire world except for Morocco
and
Mykonos and Queens is because you refuse to do a dish.
And people, that probably started from a young age. She probably was like, I don't want to do that. And like, or simple tasks that you had to do just to be a good friend. And everyone was like, well, I'm not going to be your friend.
Yeah.
That's her problem.
Yeah.
That's why.
Conflating that with like
being bullied
being
and homeless.
Weakness. Yeah. And like the fact that you were in a homeless shelter excuses you from doing a dish now in Mykonos.
Yeah.
Like that literally, when people like get confused about that, I'm just like.
And you can just see the veins. Like Mike is screaming
Mike's
because
pissed.
He's lost his cool because He's beating a dead horse, basically, because when you're dealing with this kind of slovenly,
just like horrible person,
you're not going to get through them.
No.
But because he's, yeah, I and think May, it's because he actually wants her. I think because Mike
wants to like, he's a real peace broker. Like he's trying to like be there for everyone and like, help them, but some people refuse to help themselves.
And you can tell he's doing it because he wants May to have a good time, and he's like, I want you to be connected to us, and you're not letting yourself do that, and that's why he's getting so frustrated.
And then May is trying to tell Jules that like she's not like a feminist ally for like sticking up to Mike for yelling at her.
Jules
and it's
is
like, May, in all this time that you've been whining and like wearing your tiny sunglasses, you could have done the dishes and this fight would have been over.
You could have turned the dial.
Yeah. Literally, they go from the sink to the dishwasher.
Doing dishes is fun.
And guess what? Cleaning up is nice. It's nice to live in a clean environment.
And if you're in a group setting like that, doing a dishes, if someone wants to come help you, it's like smoking a cigarette at a bar.
It's a great way to make small talk and get to know each other.
Idiot. So anyway, that's going on. And then we cut to Brent.
Brent, who's fully Chaz Deaned.
He's wearing eyeliner and he's fully Chaz Deaned highlights.
He's a perm.
He has a perm with caramel highlights.
He got like a skin tightening procedure. He looks like a different man.
He's wearing eyeliner.
He is,
which
chazzed.
Is like good for him. But
yeah,
but he is.
Chaz Deaned is in a relationship with Sarah, like a full blown like. He's like talking about how they're gonna move in together.
He's like, you and Janine are gonna move to Vegas, and like they're gonna have like a throuple thing.
Sarah was like, I would never do that. And then he's like, when we live together, I'll clean.
And he's and first, I just tickled, this tickled me with just the image of him. He's holding a goblet of red wine and he's basically holding it over Sarah's face and he's just, he's just swaying around on this bed with his wine. He probably has like burgundy teeth.
Yeah. He's like, I love you. He's like, whenever we live together, like, just know that I don't like odd numbers. So if you kiss me, you're going to have to kiss me 2 times or 4 times. And then Sarah's just like,
oh my God, you're the Zodiac.
I'm in hell. She's like, what have I done? Sarah. But also, like, what have you done? She just, like, passively, like, how did we go from Brent verbally abusing her,
calling her like a two,
and fat shaming her, to then now she's like laying on the bed making out with him, like letting him talk about his fantasies of living together?
Yeah,
like, bitch, get your shit together.
This is her fault.
This is her fault. Like, you did this to yourself.
You're in, she doesn't know how she's in this relationship, but we do. Yeah, it's because of herself.
Yeah, it's herself. But also, like, I feel like she got, like, blackout drunk one night and then woke up and then Brent was like, we DTR'd last night. And she's like, what? And he's like, define the relationship. Like, we're together now. And then she just, like, couldn't remember anything that happened. So she just decided to go with it.
She was so fragile that in her fragile state, she was like, I guess this is my life now.
Yeah, I guess you told me you loved me. You said I'm in love with you. You asked me to be your boyfriend. I said yes.
He just, like, totally gaslit her into believing.
Yeah. And so now here she is and she's just like, what's happening?
Yeah. She's she's being mothered.
Full-blown mothered.
Yeah.
Brent wishes he was Javier.
I know. So we cut to the next day they bring
Kyle.
They bring in two new bartenders, Kyle, or brand ambassadors, Kyle and
Kayla.
Kyle
is the quote.
Kyle's hot.
He's so fucking hot.
He's from New York.
He's from New York, and he's the best bartender on the Upper East Side, which I didn't clock.
No, he says, I'm a bartender at the best bar. Or no, he says, I'm the best bartender. Okay, you're right.
On the Upper East Side.
Which, I lived in New York for 5 years. I didn't spend much time in the Upper East Side,
but like, the bars there are like, just like cocktail lounge.
Yeah. It's like libraries.
It's like men drinking like a whiskey on the rocks.
Yeah, I don't know what poppin'.
Like,
hang is
mixology is not like a thing that Upper East Siders are into.
I don't know what's going on in the Upper East Side, but if you're the best bartender, it's like, okay, me too.
But I also think that maybe he was like the best, like, kept boy on the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
He's so fucking hot.
He's
when he said
really,
that,
really, really
I just
sexy.
Went into, like, my eyes crossed when he came on the screen.
The minute he came on, we both, like, had to, you, like, forgot what was happening.
I totally forgot. I was like, yeah, I thought he said Upper Lower East Side. And I was like, he is an amazing Lower East Side bartender. He knows exactly what
he's
doing.
You can Upper or Lower all my...
Yeah, go Upper and I'll go Lower, babe. Like, whatever.
It's like
you
a full
want.
Samantha quote. Yeah. He can Upper and Lower all my sides. My front, my upper and lower sides.
It's like I'm taking uppers.
When I look at him, my uppers and lowers are rearranged. My upper side becomes my lower side. And I don't know what the fuck that means.
When I look at him,
my upper side becomes my lower side, and I don't need to explain myself. But yeah, so Kyle is like apparently the hot, you know. It's like, I'm imagining, so are you at, you know, the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
It's like, is that what's happening in the Upper East Side? Like all these middle-aged white people?
Like, I thought the Cocktail was like Tom Cruise, like shakes up a lot of stuff and like
no,
throws
but I'm
stuff
imagining
around.
Like, is he like, yeah, like we're in this.
And then like a bunch of like oldies.
Old white men.
Like white men that are like smoking cigars and like women with like pretty canes are just like watching.
Yeah.
And then one woman is like slips like $100 bill in his like pants.
Yeah. Wanna
He's like midnight. He gives me like midnight cowboy vibes.
He does. And he comes in wearing a romper.
Yeah.
With Tom shoes.
And it short shorts.
Yeah. He is very
he's
sexy.
So hot. His arms. Ugh.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, he's just beautiful.
He's stunning. And an unfortunate thing is I think he's hooking up with Gabby.
Yeah.
Because he says like she's a really good cuddle buddy.
Gabby.
Fucking Gabby.
Fucking Gab. But so Kayla also...
But we're not going to fight over a man, so...
Kayla looks like Sheena without makeup.
She looks like Trailer Park Sheena Shea.
Which, yeah.
Where's the lie?
So she's like a... She was like, I was a hostess when I was 16.
Yeah.
And I just like... She's the been rest in is the history.
Game, yeah, for like 20 years now.
She worked at like an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
As like a hostess.
That makes me like her because then I think of Drea De Matteo and Sopranos.
Aid.
Christopher. Okay, so Kayla and Kyle make the other VIP host nervous.
Yeah, Kayla and Kyla definitely like before they were like in the van from the airport, they're like, we're going to fuck shit up, right? Like,
yeah.
We're going to like make them shake. Kayla, and you can tell they come in and they have like aligned plan.
And she's like good reality TV in the sense that she knows how to just like, she's a seed planter.
Yeah.
Where like certain people can come onto a reality TV show and they're like,
what's going on here?
What's going on here? You look like someone that really loves to work out based on your shoes. And then like gets up and like walks away.
Yeah.
And then like you as the other person would have like a fucking meltdown about what that
means. What she mean by that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like and that's a skill.
She immediately starts trolling Brent for his relationship with Sarah. She says, which is very rational. You're in Greece for 3 months and you're going to get into a relationship when there's so many hot, like, people
and it makes
around.
No sense.
Why are you in a relationship? You guys have just met and you're already in love. And he's like, no, it's like first, you ever heard of love at first sight?
Like, that's what this is.
And she's like, I think you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
I think you have problems.
Parnos tells everyone that they have to take that Kayla, Brent, and Jules. He has three like model influencers coming, and we don't ever catch their names because he says them all at once. He's like, Valencia, Felicia, and Gardina are coming today to the club.
They have millions
of followers. Heavy influencer. You need to take care of them.
Also, Alex says that Kyle and Kayla. Their looks of Kyle and Kayla, he says, their looks strike me as very aggressive, which I was confused by. And
like, also for Alex to be talking shit, like he's a newbie too.
Yeah. He got there 2 days ago.
Yeah. So like why is he having this like seniority complex? Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, Parnos makes Sarah his assistant for the day.
Oh, Sarah and May.
Yeah.
Which is like, what does that mean? We never get follow-up on what they have to do as his assistant.
And he makes Kyle take photos.
He makes Kyle take photos
social media.
On an iPad, which is like the most... I feel like only old people and then like European... Like anyone outside of America, but old people in America take photos on an iPad.
Yeah, it's like when my...
Lala Kent has taken some photos on her iPad.
Really?
Yeah, I would screenshot every time she would take a selfie on her iPad, but I'm just like obsessed with people that do that.
Yeah, my mom is always pushing iPads on me.
Like, take it on the iPad.
Yeah, she's like, look, I think it would be easier for you to text. You can tweet. I'm like, okay, mom.
She wants you to have an iPad, like... Hey, like, you're going to FaceTime everyone from here
on out?
It's
really sweet, but my mom really has an iPad agenda with me, and she really wants me to, like, have all my social media apps, like...
queued up on your iPad?
And she's like, I think you'll be able... You won't be squinting as much. You'll be able... All the words will be... It's really cute.
That's sweet.
She always goes... I always say, get an iPad. I'm like, okay, mom.
You should let her get you an iPad.
I know.
Just let her get one. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's
I think she did.
I'm looking to upgrade from my iPad mini from like 2012.
Yeah.
So if anyone thinks that I should have an iPad, let me know.
Let me know in the comments.
Let me know in the comments. Just comment you should have an iPad.
Hashtag.
Lindsay shows up to Lindsay's Crab Shack looking like a truck driver.
I said she looks like Sue from first season of Survivor, the truck driver who... who said that she wouldn't give one of the contestants water if she saw her dying in the desert.
She looks like that. She looks like Tom Hanks in Castaway. She looks like Gina Davis in Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, she's ready to like commit some crime.
She has like a full, like, it's a full rainbow of looks that she's serving.
She looks like one of the outsiders.
She loves denim.
Yeah. She's really on a denim journey.
She's really in a denim journey, and any chance she can get to incorporate denim into an already fine and pre-existing outfit, she'll take it.
I think that vest was made from the same strip of denim that she made the jean skirt belt with.
Yeah. And then she's wearing just shredded. She's doing the like shredded shorts.
Yeah.
You know, like that trend where
what people is that?
Just shred their pants.
I've done it.
Like, you shred the whole pant. Remember the trend where girls would wear jeans that were like ripped from like knee to thigh with like just a huge hole
yeah.
in between here? What is that? Can anyone explain that to me?
I have a pair of jeans that had a rip to begin with, and I just like over time.
How big did the rip get?
It's like that big.
Okay, maybe but that's a little wider. This is like a kind of an okay rip.
Yeah, no, that's
but,
a like, great
if
rip.
I was wearing a panel ripped out of here. Which I've thought about maybe trying to do that.
No, there's something wrong.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I knew I was going crazy the second that I was like, should I get that?
You're like, should I
cut? I was like, should I cut?
Should I cut my hair?
Jeans from ankle to thigh?
That's like a look. You know when people get like haircuts when you know that they're like in a state? Oof.
That's
like,
what my...
That, but the jean thing is a more low-key...
Cry for help. Well, yeah, the things are really bad, really, really bad.
So Lindsay's maybe crying for help.
This is a fucking scream for help. It's a silent scream that falls on deaf ears.
It's a space scream.
She also shows up wearing like a floppy hat at first with flamingos on it. She loves wearing things that don't make any sense together.
Yeah,
it's like a kind of outfits. As like a artistic expression at
maybe,
this point.
Maybe that's one of the things that makes her feel most control.
If her outfit's completely out of control for, mm-hmm. with no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Panos watches Kyle take a photo on the iPad and then looks at the photo and he goes, well done.
He goes, I love it.
I love it. Let me look at it. Well done.
He goes, I love it. Yeah, his voice gets kind of high because Kyle's just so hot.
So part of like being a VIP ambassador is being able to take a non-blurry photo on an iPad. Can you do it? Can you rise to the challenge?
I mean, I'm a terrible photographer, so like it might be hard for me.
Yeah, I'm not that great either.
Yeah. I'll like send my...
An iPad might be great.
Maybe. I like sometimes will send my boyfriend like sky pics. Like...
Of the sky,
of like set of like
of a cloud
landscapes and like pretty and he's so, he always goes I love it but I always because he's like an artist so he's like legit like blessed with like artistic vision
the eye, yeah
and I send him like blurry photos of like the sun on like the you know on Santa Monica Boulevard and he'll be like oh babe I love it
oh,
or like
babe,
that's
I love it.
So pretty but like. He's supporting me.
That's sweet.
I know, but I know that he's like, this is terrible.
The Panos to your Kyle.
Oh.
He goes, well done.
Yeah.
I love it.
Simon's like, well done.
Well done.
But it's like one of my truths. I love a sky. I unabashed take photos of sky scenes.
I love a skyscape. I live for a sunset photo.
I do.
It's my favorite. It makes me feel so good. I have a whole folder in my phone that's just sunset photos that I've taken on my phone that someday I'm going to frame each one of them and make a gallery wall.
I love that.
And you know what? I'll say when it's all said and done.
You don't regret it.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Like if everyone's taking photos of the sunset in LA.
You better believe I am too.
I'm going to too.
The worst is when I miss the sunset in LA because I usually will because I'm just inside. And then I look on Instagram and I realize it was a gorgeous sunset and I feel the most deep sense of loss.
Yeah.
It's happened at least two times in the past like month and it makes me so sad.
Well, like especially after like the rain we've been having, if there's like... A gorgeous a winter sunset.
And then everyone flips out. It's all over the gram.
I'll be like in bed. I'll be like watching on my computer in my bed. And I'll like turn and look through the vertical slats and see like glowing red. And I'm like, I'm like Beth in Pretty Little Women. I'm just like,
oh, yes. It's beautiful.
But I can't go take it.
No. I need to always be outside when the sun is setting, maybe. So Sentinel we never alert. Miss one again.
You're like Sarah Jessica Parker with Manhattan Henge.
Oh, it's beautiful. Look at it.
We made it.
We made it.
We did it. It's so humbling.
It's when she said so that about
the, when she said that she the said eclipse. About the eclipse. Matthew, yes, exactly. I love when she says that. Matthew, yes, exactly.
Sarah Jessica Parker having like a wowed nature Ernest. Moment is all of us. Is me at every sunset.
I love her.
I love her too. What's not to love?
I love every month on the first day she says, rabbit, rabbit, everyone.
What does that mean?
It's like a old wives tale. You say rabbit, rabbit on the first. And so she always.
She says rabbit,
like,
rabbit.
You hear like wind chimes and she's being a pan shot of the Hamptons and it's like August 1st and she'll mm-hmm. go. It'll be like 5 a.m. and she'll go, rabbit, rabbit, everyone.
I love that.
And I'm like,
I like that she signs off every Instagram post XXSJP.
SJP.
As if you forgot
yeah.
who it was.
She, but the greatest, I need everyone listening to go find on, look up on Twitter, Sarah Jessica Parker, Manhattan Henge. It's from like 2014. She live tweeted. Manhattan Henge is that event on like Fifth Avenue or something. If you look.
What was it?
If you look down at the horizon, you know, in the city kind of.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's this. Buildings are, yeah. The sun will come in and it'll just be this incredible.
Vibrant sunset.
Yeah. Through the buildings.
Through the buildings. Okay, got it.
And people gather. And she went one year and it was cloudy that day. And she was tweeting about how nervous she was that Manhattan Henge might happen. She was live tweeting, you know, she was, we're off. And she was live tweeting her walk from the West Village down to the spot where she was going to see Manhattan Henge. And she kept tweeting, I'm nervous. And she kept tweeting at other people like, I hope the clouds clear. And then she tweeted.
The OG sunset lover.
She tweeted and it didn't
you and
happen.
Sarah.
Me and it didn't happen. And she tweeted that she looked over and saw another bystander and we looked at each other and we shared a knowing, she said, we shared a knowing glance. I knew Manhattan Henge had broken her heart too.
You and SJP are the same person.
I know! Except I'm poor.
We're all one. The Sarah Jessica Parker's Manhattan Henge story serves to remind us that we're all connected.
But it was like a Carrie Bradshaw. And I looked over. Later that night, I got to thinking.
Yeah.
I knew that Manhattan Henge had broken her heart, too. And if Manhattan Henge had broken her heart, what's to say Mr. Big wouldn't break mine again? Okay.
I love Sorry. That. A crow just crowed.
I know. Anyway, so.
What is the job of a VIP ambassador if you're not assigned to a cabana?
Well, Brent is assigned with Kayla.
Yeah.
To the hot models. And he starts massaging one of them. And he's like, oh, I'm worried Sarah's going to get pissed.
And then Sarah gets pissed.
Yeah. Sarah's like looking over and Janita's like, yeah, isn't this an, you know, aren't you so mad?
Janita's now, I think, trying to get other people riled up so that they can take the heat off of her. And so she's like, this is bullshit, right? Yeah. And then Sarah's like, it is bullshit.
Sarah's like
pissed.
Sarah's like, you know, I might not be in this relationship by choice or understanding why I'm even in the relationship to begin with, but I'm pissed.
Like, I think Brent hypnotized her.
He did. He, like, Rasputin'd her.
Because she's like, I'm not a jealous person, yet I find myself getting irrationally furious.
Yeah.
Like, she can't explain any of her actions.
And Brent is, like, kind of loving it.
He loves it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I think it's kind of bullshit. And he's like, you're so lucky. You're lucky I'm here. You're lucky you have me.
Yeah.
And it's like, Chaz, step
Chaz
down.
Chaz Dean. Tread lightly.
Guess what? When hair products made people's hair fall out.
So really?
Fuck off. Yeah. There was a whole lawsuit because everyone using Chaz Dean's Wen line of hair products, their hair was falling out, which was a real betrayal because all I heard for years is that Wen is everything. You had to use Wen. Oh my God.
Wen
Chaz
is
Dean.
Everything.
Have you tried Wen?
Have you tried Wen? Wen?
Wen. W-E-N. Wen.
Yeah, Parno. And also one great thing Brent says to Kayla when he's describing his relationship is he goes, when you see us, you'll know. And I was like, well, this relationship is doomed.
Parnos hates.
Oh, he's mad.
It's time for his hate speech. And so he.
Well, he sees Brent and Sarah bickering on the beach.
Yeah.
Sarah's like, this is affecting my work. She's like having a rational reaction to it.
Yeah.
But Panos is. We just cut to Panos going. No.
Mm-mm.
He's pissed.
And he walks off and then he goes, He hates Sarah. He hates Jules. He goes, Jules is a model. Yes, she is very pretty and she should be a model, but maybe not make for a good VIP ambassador. And then he hates May because why wouldn't he?
He says May is useless.
May is useless. Yeah.
He literally just says May is useless. And I was kind of like, she is.
Yeah, she is. And Sarah is just like really letting all this Brent stuff like get in the way of her doing a good job. This is the moment also where we decided that Brent may be closeted.
Yeah.
Because he was like, later on, they're in the beach house, or they're in the VIP house in the villa, and he's like laying there, laying on the bed with Janita
and Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah comes in and is like,
she's like, I don't know if we should do this anymore.
She's like, I don't think we should be in this relationship. I don't know how I'm in this relationship, but I am, but she's, I want
like,
out.
I feel myself like turning into a different person every day, and I don't know why. And I think that it might be because of this relationship that I don't know why I'm in.
And he's
so like, I don't think that we should maybe be together.
And he's like, well, I'm going to let you think about that because you're going to be giving up a lot. And he says to her, he goes, you know about me in Vegas. He goes, you know that I sleep with like a million girls. And I was like, who are you telling that to?
Yeah.
Are you
telling that to the camera crew?
Are you telling that to all of the world because you want to prove that you're not
gay?
I'm saying it.
I mean,
no.
Did you see that picture of him that he Instagrammed where he was wearing jeggings?
No.
Well, allow me to show it to you because this goes in the Brent's gay file.
I mean, even if it's just like this toxic mask, like what man has to say that? Like he's saying this to his girlfriend, whatever capacity that is in this moment, but he's saying, you know about me. You know how I sleep with millions of girls.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's not adding up. What's his last name?
Brent
Marks.
Dean.
Oh, he's private.
They're all private. Most of them are private.
Sarah's not
private. Mike's not.
Sarah's Instagram makes me uncomfortable because I realize that she's like, she always is like, it's a lot of like modeling shots with like rap lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine going on a trip to Napa with my friends and then being like, Carrie, get me here wearing like a hat and a tube top.
Aren't you cold in that picture too?
And like a wine, and then Instagramming it and saying grown woman thangs is my caption. That's takes a very specific personality to go off like that.
Hashtag worried for you, Sarah.
Yeah. Hashtag are you okay?
Are you okay? I did a dark thing today.
What did you do?
Someone was posting about this Insta-gay couple that their entire brand is being a couple, and they like, they have like hundreds of thousands of followers, and they're like this basic white gay couple in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And they always squint in their pictures. Like they're like,
they're doing
like they're looking at the sun.
It's
like
Tom Sandoval's sun in the distance.
Yeah, there is like a sun that we can't see, but they can see. And they did an ad about Dunkin' Donuts in bed, and they're both wearing matching like sexy bathrobes, and they have amazing bodies, and they're holding Dunkin' Donuts iced coffees and sandwiches, and they're like, wow, we're in New York, but with all the meetings we've been going to from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's hard to get a good meal in. That's why and it's like an ad. And I wrote, who took this photo?
Yeah, who did?
But I let the darkness get the hold of me, and I trolled.
I like that. That's a good troll. I think it's okay to ask.
Who's tweeting? Who's taking these photos of you and your partner in bed?
It's okay to ask a question.
Do they have a drone? Like maybe. Who takes these photos of these instigays?
Also, I love.
Here, take a photo of me and we'll post it.
Okay.
This is my impression.
I'm taking a photo of Carrie. He's modeling as the instigay, taking a Dunkin' Donut.
What the fuck?
You're like, something I love, Fiji.
That's what they look like. I don't get it. Who takes these photos? And why do you want to look like did a ghost?
Why do you want to
look? Did a gay ghost take these?
It's really concerning. The biggest concern to me is that they would surround themselves with legitimately 2,000 calories and be like, for the most energy, for running around the best, like, for we meetings. Really need it for meetings. Like, to drink a fucking huge iced coffee full of preservatives, sugar, and like a shitload of dairy, then like a breakfast sandwich, and then donuts, which are literally like will destroy you.
And
I mean, and I don't, swims. It's all delicious, but like, let's be fucking real here.
The snap wraps at Dunkin' Donuts are actually kind of healthy.
The what?
The little snap wraps.
What is a snap wrap?
It's like bacon and egg and a cheese and a little wheat wrap.
Oh.
Pop it in your mouth. It's like 300 calories. But
is it like the egg white bites at Starbucks?
Yeah.
I love those.
Oh, fucking good. But like, we're going to do an ad for egg bites without being sponsored.
Teamy and egg white bites. I'm a egg white bites with the red pepper girl. What are you?
I'm just like I think I've only had like the standard one.
Do you like the bacon and Gruyere?
Yeah. But I'm just like, I just don't get it. And I try to resist trolling because there's no point and it's just spreading toxicity when I like literally, but what, and like another time I remember after the Orlando shooting, someone, a gay influencer in New York posted a photo of his granola and blueberries and like fruit bowl. And he wrote, "Wow, it's been a really hard 24 hours, but I hope this brings some of you some cheer of granola."
Yeah.
And I wrote, "This is terrible."
People?
And he wrote, "Huh?" to my, like, he went, "Huh?"
You're using posting a national tragedy to post.
50 people were killed last night, and you're posting about granola for the LGBT community. Thank you.
Gayfluencers, especially, like, white gayfluencers are
wearing Birkenstock sandals.
The ultimate offenders. So Sarah says to Brent, she goes, "We have something so special." Do you? What is it?
You went from not knowing why you're in this relationship to now being like...
defending it? I don't get it. Then Sarah grabs Janita, because whenever you need
Brent
to do something...
Brent storms out.
Brent storms out, and he's like, "You have a lot to think about."
Of course.
And then
he goes and shovels
pasta in his mouth. Janita is the person you can get on board to do anything horrible to another person.
That's why she's dowdy.
Yeah. Sarah's like, "Let's take all of Brent's stuff out of his room," because he's already established he's a neat freak who like needs things to be in a certain way.
And they're living together.
And they're living together in the same bedroom.
Sarah and Brent.
So she says, "Let's take all of his stuff out of his room and throw it into May's room," which is like the biggest troll. It's like two mega trolls into one. And it's like, who will do this with me and support my bullshit? Oh, Janita. And Janita's like, "Hell yeah." And then just grabs all his stuff and just throwing it into May's room.
And there's this tragic part where May comes in to try to like
stop them
slash like
get in on the prank.
And Sarah goes, "May, shut up," or May just stop. And then Sarah's testimony, she goes, "May just sucks.
She's so annoying.
And you're just like, ooh,
yeah.
Now you see, May, what Mike was trying to get you to realize.
If you maybe had done a dish, you could have been pranked.
But that was like the most brutal, like I felt like it was in middle school again. This feels like you're watching middle schoolers.
They took a bunch of people with like really tumultuous kind of traumatic backgrounds, like that have been bullied. Like most of them have been like really, really bullied.
Yeah.
And
Except Jules,
who is just like a stoner from Denver. She just like hits like her piece and is like, yeah.
She's like the Blake Lively of Denver.
She is Blake Lively.
And I don't think Alex has ever been bullied. Alex.
Doesn't get what bullying is.
He's just so hot. Even the homophobes were like, "Wow, you're hot."
Yeah. Like Alex is like, "Explain bullying to me. Like that's where people are mean to you."
What?
Like
he's in the hot bubble.
For no reason.
Yeah.
But they like say, but they're like, "What do they say?" And they are mean?
Why?
But for no reason. That's so weird. I've never heard of that.
I've never experienced that in my life. Granted, he's probably been bullied and we're just being dicks, but...
but whatever. So Brent, of course, flips the fuck out. Like, why would...
Oh,
like,
there's a great line where Sarah goes, they do all the shit, Brent's eating pasta, and then Sarah goes, he's either going to be like... pretend to not care and just go with it, or he's not gonna be all right with it. And then there's silence, and Janita goes, he's not going to be all right with it. And yeah. then Brent comes in. What? They're in my room? What are they doing in my room? He comes in.
And sees what has gone down.
Janita and Sarah just on bed drinking wine, looking at him.
Looking at him, like smiling, and he loses his mind. He starts taking things and throwing it at people. Then
I thought it was kind of scary.
It was scary.
I thought he was going to like...
He has a ton of rage.
Billy comes in to try to console him, and Brent immediately goes, don't touch me!
Yeah.
Don't touch me!
He's afraid of Billy. Then Janita starts getting crazy, and she grabs Brent's hair gel, and someone is like, no, don't, Janita, don't! And then a random security guard runs in the room and just like positions himself in the middle of the scene, and it's like, oh, now we have to like... call in like security detail because these people are known to get violent with each other.
There's like an on-hand bouncer.
Yeah.
And then it's all over the
hair pours gel. The hair gel out all over the ground and then on Aristotle, which I thought was rude. Leave yeah. Ari out of this.
Leave him and his amazing hair alone.
Yeah, he doesn't need that.
He doesn't need your Chaz Dean shit.
No.
So, but also Brent starts throwing things of Sarah's out, and Sarah...
So now Sarah's going to have to go live with May. But really trolled herself in this situation.
Sarah also broke a glass over Brent.
She threw it in his face and then threw a glass at the wall. These people all like have shards of glass in their feet.
Gabby's got like bug bites all over her back.
Gabby's covered in bug bites, is like on the brink of malaria. Everyone else is going to get tetanus.
Jules has mono.
Jules has mono. And then like... Why would you ever throw a glass like in the middle of a messy room?
After someone was just reprimanded for slapping someone.
Yeah, like what is going on? And then she runs away and she's like, I don't even want to be here. And it's like, okay.
Is that how it ended?
No, the next day Lindsay has to decide who's going to get fired, which we thought was going to be what this episode was about. But they're really dragging out like who they're going to fire. It's been 5 episodes now where all they've talked about is firing someone, and instead they've hired 3 more people.
I bet they fire May.
May, yeah. But Jules. Lindsay says Jules is worthless.
They go through, it was kind of an amazing scene where Kayla and Kyle are just on this random beach. Talking about
talk shit about everyone.
They're like, so let's get the rundown, let's compare notes, who do you like, who do you don't like. They both think Brent's a douche, they think Gabby's cool.
Yeah. Oh, this is where Kyle says that he and Gabby are like cuddle buddies.
I immediately vomed.
Yeah. Then
we cut, but it intersplices with Lindsay
and Parnos
trolling everyone, dragging everyone. Lindsay says Jules can go beat Taylor Swift or whatever, maybe, but I don't know if
she was a really good read. Yeah. She goes, Jules is worthless, but she's pretty. Maybe she will be Taylor Swift someday.
Maybe she will be Taylor Swift someday.
I need Lindsay to start just like shading more people.
Yeah.
More famous people. I need more stories about Lindsay being late to set and like...
We'll get them.
Yeah. You guys, you need to support this show.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means exactly.
I wonder how the ratings are.
I thought the ratings were supposedly really good.
I bet. I bet I get season 2.
It has to.
Maybe with like a new cast with like 1 or 2 leftovers.
You need a new cast. Is The Hills back on?
With Misha?
Yeah.
I can't believe she's doing that.
When does that come back?
It's like on.
Is it on?
No.
It's currently on.
I just can't believe she's doing that. Is it for MTV?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I might need to talk about that. There's a lot to talk about.
You need to do an
entire... support Lindsay.
We need to all watch Lohan Beach Club immediately.
Watch it.
And like, hashtag.
Hashtag
are you okay?
Just hashtag anything that you tweet at the end, just hashtag Lohan Beach Club.
Yeah, just... even
it doesn't matter.
If you're tweeting about like Trump's State of the Union.
Yeah, just hashtag Lohan Beach Club at the end, just to give it that push.
/ hashtag are you okay?
Yeah. Drink your teamy.
Drink your teamy. Look up the photos of Lala on set.
Oh my God, please.
And DM
Kate Bosworth and ask if she's okay. Be like, is everything okay?
And I want to figure out a way to get them to unprivate their Instagrams.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think half of them are private.
They go in and out of being private. I think probably Brent is getting trolled a lot, so he's gone dark.
Yeah.
But when he comes back out of the darkness, you're going to need to go and find the picture of him wearing the tightest jeggings I've ever seen at a nightclub in Vegas. I've never in my life.
I mean,
there's so many people I worry about in life and on the show.
But if you're wearing jeggings out,
if you're any person wearing jeggings at this point, needs to be marched directly to UCLA Medical Center.
How are his legs?
They're nice.
Is he one of those people that has like big
he
torso?
He looks like he's wearing like Peter Pan costume.
No. You know those guys who are muscly but have like skinny legs?
Yeah. That it's not like out. That.
That is scary to me.
His body fit seems very proportional. It's just like, why are you wearing jeggings?
Do we think he has a big dick?
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't have big dick energy.
I don't know if he's gay.
He might just be like a Vegas guy.
Yeah.
Vegas guys are, they're gay when there's enough coke involved.
Yeah. No, I think he's probably had like.
And they're gay for pay.
Yeah.
And some of them are probably just gay, but they don't want to admit it.
I feel like it's like, did he have some experience one time that's like totally normal and okay, but he's like been compensating for it for like years?
His bullying.
Yeah. I mean, that's sad. Something like fucked up happened to him.
Yeah. It's called He Was Born.
I curse the day you were born.
I curse it. Fuck off.
But like, he looked so cute and sad in those pictures of him as like a kid.
He was a cutie.
He was a little cutie. And he got like, probably like, I don't know. I'm like, I go through like equally feeling really bad for him and also just being repulsed because he's so.
Yeah.
Like, his actions and his language are just so despicable, but I'm like, wow, you're really sad.
He's sad. I really don't care about him, nor do I have like a lot of compassion because I'm just like, whatever, you're a man. Like, you're not going to experience any sort of real consequences in life. And so why the fuck should I give you a moment of caring?
I think I'm being too.
You're an empath.
No! I don't want to be an empath.
Why? You feel. I'm an empath.
But I shouldn't excuse his like disgusting male privilege. He's a pig.
Gross person. Fuck off.
Fuck off, Brent.
If you like this podcast, rate it 5 stars.
Please.
Or fuck off. And tell all your friends about it. Or fuck off.
If you don't rate it 5 stars, I'm going to appear in your mirror.
Yeah. And he'll strangle you velvet buzzsaw style.
Just for a little.
Just until you grab your phone, pull up your podcast, pull up Sexy Unique Podcast, rate it 5 stars, and he goes, okay, thanks.
Thanks. And I go, you're on your shit.
You're on your shit. I like that.
Lindsay Lohan appears
well
in the mirror.
Well done, Penis.
If you say Lindsay Lohan's name 3 times, she appears in the mirror and goes, fuck off. I'm on my shit.
Fuck off. And if you say, is the problem.
If you say Dowdy's name 3 times, she appears and goes, suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
And then she spits in your face.
If you say Parnos.
Parnos.
Here's the deal, Parnos. He'll show up and say, well done. He'll comment either well done or I'm over the shit, depending on like what your vibe is that day.
And if you say Madison Parks Valletta. Sheena appears
and goes, hee.
If you say Marina Del Rey, Sheena appears.
A boat just inexplicably crashes through your apartment and kills you.
And it's Sheena. And if you say, ain't nobody feeling like I'm feeling you.
Like I'm feeling you, boy.
Lala appears. And he goes, and hey, homie. Looking, wanna ride?
Your summer body is looking good. See, we're working on our summer bodies. Teamy. Mm. Then your stomach will gurgle. The telltale gurgle.
And you just shit.
Shit.
Like a Niagara Falls.
And then Kate Bosworth, your phone will ring and you'll answer it. And she'll be like, hey, it's Kate.
I have 2 different color eyes.
You're beautiful.
You're
and
so
I love
beautiful.
Everything you do. And that's what happens.
Watch what happens
live in your mirror. Thank you for being
here.
We gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.